Very good. You may be seated. We're looking forward to letting you go in just a few moments. Yes. You know, we have Hiles Anderson College because of students. If it weren't for you, there's no need for us to function. And I'm telling you what, I believe that God has given us the best of the best in you. And we love you, and we're so excited about how God is working in your heart, in your past, in your present, and especially for your future. And I pray that God will give you just a wonderful, wonderful Christmas season. Before you leave, one of my favorite verses when I was teaching school years ago was, send the multitudes away. Let them go home, you know. And how many want to be in that multitude right now? Yeah, there we go. All right. So we'll do that momentarily. In the meantime, though, I'd like to just give you five thoughts real quickly. They'll take just a few moments as we depart for our Christmas break. And looking forward to seeing you back in January. For those of you who are in return, I hope that you will do that and finish what you start. And then those of you who've completed your degree, we congratulate you. And wherever it is that God takes you in His will, we're excited about that. I'd like to talk to you about five things that I know are the will of God for your life. Now, I do not know the plan of God for your life. I do not know exactly what God's plan is for your life. It's very customized to you. Who you will marry, where you will serve, what your gifts are, what your strengths are, what pastor you will serve under. There's two jobs in Christianity. One is to be a pastor of a good church. The other one is to help that pastor pastor that good church. I do not know your future. I do not know where you'll be in 10 years. I don't know how many children that God will give you. Those are specifics. Those are for the plan of God for your life. But the will of God, I know what God wants for every human being and everyone who's saved. I know at least five things. I think I could find some other things too. That God says, this is my will. Number one, he tells us that God is not willing that any should perish. So, perish means to go to hell or to the lake of fire. First thing I know is that God's will is that people get saved. If you're not saved, I hope you'll get saved. But if you are saved, I hope you'll be concerned about someone else getting saved. God's will for our life is that we be soul-conscious people. In the next few weeks that we'll be separated from each other, I hope that you will be a genuine soul winner. Not just on Saturday at your soul winning meeting, but I would encourage you to go to your church's soul winning meeting. If they don't have one organized, maybe just ask, Pastor, can you give me some visits to make? Can you give me a section to go to? Maybe grab some other teenagers or young people from the church. Say, hey, we need to go make some visits with me. Let's jump on a bus route for a few weeks. Let's do something that when you came back in January, that there will be people going to heaven because of you. It's a wonderful thing to be used of God to win others to Christ. And it is the will of God. Number one, it's the will of God that we be soul conscious. Number two, it's God's will that we be sanctified. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible says, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication. Throughout the 48-year history of Hiles Anderson College, there have been sins committed on break that have detoured and sabotaged a ministry and a people needing them because of impropriety. Because of a failure to do the will of God in being clean and pure. Now, some of you, you are going to be with your girlfriend, your boyfriend. That'll be wonderful. It's great to be able to have them go to your house, vice versa, to meet someplace and enjoy fellowship together. But an opportunity in a weak moment can create a disaster for a lifetime. And a failure to be morally pure will affect your mind, it'll affect your body, and it will affect your future. And you're very valuable to the Lord. In the will of God, is God says one thing, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication. The will of God. And I'm saying this to you, it's in the Bible. Yes, we're leaving for the Christmas break. It's God's will that we be soul conscious. Number two, it's God's will that we be pure, morally pure in our motives, to be sanctified. Number three, it's God's will that we be separated and transformed in the renewing of our mind, that we may not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by how we think. This is the perfect will of God. And that has to do with separation. So conscious, sanctified, and separated. Separated to God from the world. One of the dirty lies of the devil is that you can have Christianity on your terms. You can be a Christian and live like the world. You cannot. You're going to have to come out from among them and be separate. You're going to have to decide. Love not the world, neither things are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not. Yeah, no man can serve two. Yeah, you got to decide. And many folks today have decided, you know what, it just doesn't matter. You just love God and live how you want to live. But God's will is it would be separated. Don't violate that rule this Christmas time. If you're supposed to be separated at Howells Anderson College in the rules here, be separated at home. If it's wrong here, it's wrong there. If it's wrong on Sunday, it's probably wrong on Monday. And you say, well, you know what? I want to see that movie. It's separation from the world. Well, I just kind of like this song. Or I want to go out with these friends. You want to ask yourself, what is best? It's the will of God that we be so conscious, sanctified, separated. Can you say them with me? Number one. Number two. Number three. The third area we find in the book of 1 Timothy, and that is to be submissive. Yielded, submissive to God first, His Holy Spirit, and my God-ordained authorities. Whether it be your boss at work, whether it be your mom and dad, whatever it might be, being sanctified, but also being separated and also being so conscious, but being submissive. God blesses yielded servants. And He says rebellion is a sin of... He said, whenever we do, this is the will of God that we submit and be subject to higher powers. Young people, I don't know where you are, and you will have chances to flex your proverbial muscles against your authorities. But I would suggest you not try to do that. I said recently, I don't know why people are afraid to run away from God, but they're not afraid to run away from God. They're afraid to run to Him. And we ought to run to God and be yielded to God. Be yielded to your spiritual authorities. God, I grieve, and I've been there. I've been this way in my time as a human being, as a Christian, and as a young person. I've been rebellious. And I've got issues with my authorities. And I may not like what they did. But you know what? If I have issues with my authority, I have issues initially with God. And my arms are too short to box with Him. I need His blessing, not His reprimand, not His judgment. God wants us to be submissive. So, soul conscious, it's the will of God. Winning others to the Lord. Telling others about Christ. Being sanctified, pure morally. Being separated from the world, but especially to God. And then lastly, to be submissive. And there's one more, and that is, in everything give, for this is the, in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that is to be satisfied and thankful, giving the thanks. And you're gonna leave this campus, and we're going to miss you every moment you're gone. At the same time, as Brother... Holland so aptly put, you have people that you owe a great debt of gratitude to that you're going to see. Brother Howells would teach us years ago, spend your first night at home with your parents. Your friends will call, oh, you're home, let's go. You got to say, nah, I'll be with mom and dad. Sit and talk with them. Answer their questions. Tell them about what they want to know. Not just like, oh, yeah, it was a fun year. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. They want to know more than that. They want to know about what was so awesome. What did you do? What are some experiences? Let them answer their questions. Spend time with your mom and dad. And make sure you take time to express your gratitude. Tell them how much you missed them. Tell them how important they are to you. And express gratitude. Don't leave without writing a note of gratitude. And leave it on their nightstand or leave it at the kitchen sink. Or find a place where you can put it to your mom and dad. Your pastor. Your youth pastor, your youth pastor's wife, your pastor's wife, each of them, express the gratitude. You'll never know the distance between the front of the church and the back of the pulpit, or the front desk of your pastor's desk and behind his desk some of the challenges that go on there. But you can be used of God to encourage him, to lift his burden, to strengthen him and his lovely wife. And I hope that you'll do that when you return and then get back here real soon. Five things I know the will of God. Number one, be soul conscious. Number two, be. Number three, be. Number four, be. And then number five, be satisfied and thankful. May God help us on that. We sure love you. We're so thankful for you. We pray that God will give you a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday. Let's pray together, can we? Father, I thank you very much for Dr. Douglas, Miss Tina. Thank you, Lord, for the administration, every faculty, every staff member. Thank you, Lord, for the commitment level in this room. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share in these very, very sweet days of preparation for the lives of these young people. I do pray that, God, you would help us to be soul winners. I pray that we would be soul conscious. I pray that we would be sanctified. Lord, protect everyone from questionable activities and questionable behavior that would hurt them and would cause them difficulty in their mind, in their body, in their futures. Pray, Lord, you help them to be separated to you, obviously distinctly different from others who choose to not to draw any lines between our allegiance to God. I pray you'd help them be submissive. And then, Lord, may they be satisfied and thankful in a very special way. We sure love you. We pray that you would please be glorified in the dismissal of this year. In Jesus' name. Testing, 1, 2, you're on right there.
I'm on, no I'm not. Testing, 1, 2, testing. He's telling me to do something.
Try that.
Testing. Got it.
All right. Well, we'd like to just end out with a quick little song. You might want to join us a couple places in the song, so let's sing together. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've got some corn for popping. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, or in the fields we go, oh, laughing all the way. Bells above to ring, not fun, it's not fair, Javon. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Come because of something good, celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights make the holiday bright, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. young people here at Hiles Anderson College. As a young person coming here myself when I was 18 years old, being loved by the faculty and staff back then, in a place by myself as the oldest person in my family to come to college, I found great solace, great stimulus to serve the Lord Jesus Christ here. I met my best friend here. A lot of wonderful things took place. That was my day, and this is your day. And the buildings and the program, they've been adjusted here and there. One thing has been steady, is that we believe that we have a wonderful Savior. He loves you, and you love Him. We love you, and we're glad we can love Christ together. And I pray that whatever happens in your future, whatever happens your Christmas holiday, you'll make much of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll talk about Him. You'll tell others about Him. You'll talk to Him, talk about Him, and talk for Him to a world that needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're a very special group of young people. We believe with all of our heart that God has brought you here, and we want God to use you in a wonderful way, and especially this Christmas season. We wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be glad. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, golden days of yore, faithful friends who are near to us, gather near to us once more. Christmas to you. You're dismissed.